Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. And with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. And how are you, Dave?
I'm well. Thanks for having me today, Jeff.
Awesome. I'm glad you're here. And I wanted to do a kind of a one-on-one show today because I want to kind of nerd out on Wi-Fi.
Okay. I like that. You picked the right guy, Jeff.
I know how to pick the people. Yep.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We've talked in the past about Wi-Fi mesh networks, and it's occurred to me that there's a lot of people out there that maybe don't need Wi-Fi mesh, even though in many cases there's a lot of benefits to it, but they just may not have a space that requires that kind of hardware.
Absolutely.
So I thought we should talk about what the options are for people who are ready to do, like I did a few years ago, and move on from their older Port Extreme into some newer Wi-Fi hardware.
Sure. Yeah. And it's good timing, right? Because a lot of that airport hardware that's out there has gotten I realize you can buy it new, but there are many people out there that have some hardware that's getting pretty long in the tooth. Yeah. And Apple obviously hasn't done anything to update that hardware in a very long time. And of course, there's rumors that are substantiated by inaction on Apple's part that say that they've sort of given up on creating anything new on the Wi-Fi front. If it's time to get a new router and mesh is not your thing, because, you know, where mesh works great is if you have coverage issues in your house, right? Where you've got, you know, corners and dead spots and things like that. Mesh is awesome at solving that problem in a very, very easy way. But if you don't have those issues, then mesh is probably not what you need. Although, I mean, it could be argued that if you have a lot of people in your house that are all using the internet and streaming simultaneously, that mesh is also really good for solving that problem, even if you don't have coverage issues. But there are many, many, many of you that for whom neither of those things is true. And so a standalone router is absolutely the right thing, and you can save some money, and you know, they're relatively straightforward to manage because you're just plugging one thing in and everything, you know, just works. So you want something that has good coverage. You want something that's got a manufacturer behind it that is interested in making routers, and you want something that's just going to work. So there are lots of options out there. This is a crowded market, but, you know, the one thing there's one router that comes to mind every time anybody asks me what standalone router should I get to replace my Airport Extreme. And for me, that's the Synology routers. They've got two of them. They have a four stream dual band RT2600 AC and then a three stream dual band RT1900 AC. I have found that so when we're talking about bands and streams, when we're talking about bands, it's 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. Most routers that you're going to buy these days, including your Airport Extremes, are what they call dual band routers. They each support both of those bands, one of each. The question is, how wide are those bands? And the way router technology works, the router manufacturer can add streams to those bands. Most mesh hardware is two streams per band. These routers are either three or even four streams per band. And what I've found is that the more streams you have, the more opportunity your router has to negotiate a stronger signal to your device, wherever that is.
Okay. So in some cases, a standalone Wi-Fi router with multiple streams may serve you better than Wi-Fi mesh.
Well, it may serve you better than a single Wi-Fi mesh point.
Okay.
Okay, right? Because on its own, it is more powerful than a mesh point. Where mesh, like I said earlier, where it gets very helpful is if you have some dead spots and adding another mesh point in your house can relay the signal and connect to those points. Mm-hmm. But yes, it can be a standalone router can be longer range than any given mesh point and higher speed than any given mesh point because it's got more streams. Mm-hmm. A lot of this depends on your clients, your iPhone, and everything except the most current generation of MacBook Pro all are dual stream devices, right? Mm-hmm. They've got two streams per radio, whereas we're talking about, and I'm recommending a router that has four. Why would I do that, right? You say, Dave, my devices only have two streams, right?
Right. Why do I need more?
You're telling me to get a router that has four, that I'm wasting two of those streams. It's true that you won't be able to get the speed benefit, of those additional streams. But what you get with additional streams is there. It's essentially additional antennas on that radio, on the router. And every antenna on a router is aimed in a different direction, right? Mm-hmm. They use something called beamforming. And this is what beamforming is about. It's not really changing the way the antennas aim. They don't have motors in these antennas or anything like that.
Right.
Right. But what happens with beamforming is the router looks and says, okay, I've only got two streams connected from this device, but I have four antennas here. And I, the router, get to pick which two of those four antennas I let you connect with. And so it can look and say, hey, you're on one and two right now, but with my sort of on the fly testing, me as the smart router can say, you'd be better off on two and four. And so it can bounce you over to that. And now suddenly you get better range. You get because the antennas are aimed better for your device where that happens to be in your home. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay.
So let me see let me make sure that it really makes sense to me. So what you're saying is that the router itself is intelligent enough to be able to figure out how you're going to get the best signal, and then it just makes that happen.
That's exactly right. There's okay. Literally nothing you have to do, nor is there anything you can do. This all happens automatically, and that's as it should be. Yep. So okay. I found with the four stream version of this, the Synology RT2600 AC, that I can get range throughout my house. And in fact, with that router, I probably could happily live with no mesh system in my house and no real issues. My house, like most houses, is not set up with the cable modem existing smack dab in the middle of the home, mm-hmm. right? That would be ideal because that's the ideal place for most of us to put a router, right? Or a wireless access point, which is what's also built into our routers, because that way you've got signal emanating from the center out. That's great. No problem. But for most of us, and certainly this is true for me, you're cable modem lives in one far corner of your house because that's a convenient place to get a cable from the outside world in, right? And so it's yes. usually behind your TV or, by your desk at some corner, and it has to reach all the way to the other far corner of your house, perhaps on a different floor. So you want something that's going to be able to reach as far as it possibly can with a strong signal. And so that's why I like, certainly a tri-band router if all you're going to do is a standalone, but a quad band, which is what this Synology one is. So that's one reason I like this Synology router. The other is that it's really feature packed. it's able to be, you can hang a drive off it. It can be a time machine destination, right? So it's a perfect replacement for your Airport Extreme or even your time capsule. It's smart enough to offer AirPrint services to non-AirPrint compatible printers. Oh, so nice. Even if you can connect a USB printer to this and it will publish it via AirPrint so that your iOS devices can print. But if you've got a networked laser printer that also is not AirPrint compatible because you've had it for a while, this will stand in the way and translate that to AirPrint for your devices. It's got a VPN server, both inbound, a VPN server inbound and a VPN client for outbound. So if you want to set up your own VPN, you can do that and connect back to your home. And it has what they call Cloud Station Server, which probably will change names to Synology Drive Server, but it's the same thing. Again, you would hang a disk off of this. It's got a couple of Ethernet, or has a couple of USB ports. It's got several Ethernet ports too. But you'd hang a disk off of one of the USB ports, and you can create your own private cloud, aka your own private Dropbox. And there are Mac and iOS clients to connect to it, just like there are with Dropbox. And it works really, really well. So there is no other router on the market that has all these features, which is why I've spent all my time talking about this one. There are other routers. This one is $195 at Amazon today. And it is the router that I use. I have the ability, because people send me these things, I lead a charmed life. I have the ability to use pretty much any router on the market. I have most of them stacked here in my office. This is the one that runs my house. So there you go.
Yep. And the price point puts it at a place where if you're thinking, oh, my Airport Extreme is dying, I'm just going to buy another one. You could take the money you're going to spend on that Airport Extreme and just buy the Synology.
Correct. That's right. Yep. It's okay. True.
So I have a question about the standalone Wi-Fi routers related to smart homes. So
okay.
There's new smart home, new-ish smart home technologies that are coming out for more efficient wireless connections for your smart home devices.
Sure.
Are these the sorts of things that something like the Synology routers and others on the market are supporting now?
Not yet. I think the only router vendor. So I think what you're talking about is smart home tech like Zigbee or Z-Wave or Thread. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So those are if you've ever you may even be using one of these without knowing. If you have a Philips Hue Bridge, that essentially is a Zigbee device. It's gotten to be more of a Zigbee device as firmware updates come out. The SmartThings Bridge, is that the name? Is most definitely a Zigbee bridge. And what this is a device that plugs into your network via Ethernet, and then it communicates wirelessly with your light bulbs and all of those things. It's not Wi-Fi. It's also not Bluetooth. It's its own thing. And it actually builds its own mesh and all that stuff. So in order to use these things, you need to have something on your network that's connected to your network that speaks whatever protocol your smart home devices use. And Qualcomm has been building chips, Wi-Fi chips, that also have Zigbee and or Thread in them. The only consumer router that I've seen, and I'm sure I've missed one, that has any of these in it at the moment is Eero. The second gen Eero has Thread stuff, Thread radio in it. But I don't think there are any Thread devices on the market yet. Thread's really, really new. So I'm not sure how valuable that is today. It might be valuable, 6, 8, 12 months from now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't seen any routers that have Zigbee in them. There's a benefit. I mean, there's a cost to it, right? A SmartThings bridge is going to cost you about $100, maybe 89 or something like that. And router manufacturers would have to increase the price of their routers to include a Zigbee bridge or a Thread bridge inside it, which is probably why we're not seeing a lot of that. just because, you know, people don't want to make you pay, even if it's only a $40 increase. And so less expensive than the 90 or 100 that you'd pay for a third party one. Mm. It's still extra money. And, you know, I don't think there's enough demand for that. There's enough awareness of the demand for that right now. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, the only place that I'm right now really seeing that as a thing, and I'm not even sure how much of a thing it is. It's not even a router. It's with the Amazon Echo. They have one model that has the Zigbee system built in, so it can be that hub.
Yep.
But yep. Yeah, but that's not even a Wi-Fi router.
But it's not, right. But yeah, I mean, I think over time, this will become more and more, the value of this will become more and more apparent, right, to folks out there. Because as soon as you want to get into the smart home stuff, if on that day when you're about to go buy, you know, a pack of smart light bulbs plus a, you know, Zigbee bridge or whatever, if you were told on that day, hey, by the way, that router that you paid an extra $30 for has this feature in it, so you can skip spending the 90 or 100 bucks on that bridge. Like on that day, you'd be really proud of yourself at having bought a router with a Zigbee bridge in it.
Sure.
But prior to that day, you'd wonder why you spent an extra $30 on your router.
So, right. But yeah, right? It's a binary thing.
Correct.
And as soon as that switch flips, you're really happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But prior to that, you would not spend the extra money. And so that's the issue, I think. So yeah, no, I none of the routers that we're looking at here have any of that stuff, to my knowledge. But I obviously could be wrong, and we'd love to hear now, about it if I am.
Yeah. So for now, that shouldn't be like a major deciding factor in which Wi-Fi router you get.
No. No. Okay. Some other honorable mentions, or notable, I don't even want to say honorable, notable mentions, in terms of standalone routers. Netgear has been, they've been making routers for a long time. I trust that they will continue to do so. They've got a couple of tri-band routers, the R8500 and now also the R8300. And when I say tri-band, I mean that they have a 2.4 gigahertz radio, a 5 gigahertz radio, and a 5 gigahertz radio.
Okay.
And all of them are four stream radios. So, which means that these things have a lot of bandwidth, and you can configure them any way you want. But what a lot of people will do is carve out one of their 5 gigahertz networks just for their, say, gaming computer, or maybe you've got a work computer that's important to use, but you can't get an Ethernet cable to it. So you can sort of segment your network off and say, okay, cool. Like everybody can use these two as the normal dual band thing. And then I've got my special network that isn't in anyone's way and no one's in my way, and I can connect to that, and I don't have to worry about sharing Wi-Fi bandwidth with anybody else in the house. And that can be really, really helpful in terms of sort of increasing throughput in a multi-user or a multi-device household, although I really think it would be more of a multi-person household scenario. I can't really justify, you know, the price delta of a tri-band router for a single person, because you're probably not going to be streaming that many devices simultaneously for just you, but maybe you are,
maybe you need an intervention,
and maybe you do. Yeah. And so Amazon's got those for, you know, it's $250. So it's an extra $50. It's an extra 25% on the cost to add that third radio. But it can make a huge difference. I used the Netgear R8500 for a while, and that, it did very well in terms of getting a lot of coverage to all of the house as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, we're out of time.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't too worried about us having enough to say on this topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening, folks.
Oh, yeah. And Dave, thank you for just dumping so much information on us.
My pleasure. I hope it I hope it's coherent and cohesive enough to make some sense and help you decide what to do if you need to replace your standalone router.
Yeah, you know, if I was in a position where I needed to replace my router and wasn't looking for Wi-Fi mesh, you sold me on the Synology RT2600.
Yeah, it's a great router. It's an easy choice, quite frankly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was awesome. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow.